6:42 now. I'm Jennifer Lynn. In the news, Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner continues to use a controversial program he once pledged to abolish. Records show the Progressive Prosecutor's Office seized money and property from people who were arrested but not convicted of drug crimes. It's a process known as civil asset forfeiture. WHYY's Ryan Briggs reports.
That we should not be in the business of taking cash off of poor people unless there's absolute proof of guilt and conviction.
That was Larry Krasner in 2017 when he was still seeking to become Philadelphia's DA. But new state records indicate Krasner's office did seize at least $800,000 from hundreds of drug suspects. Many were never convicted. Critics say forfeiture disproportionately impacts people of color. Molly Tack Hooper, a staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, says Krasner should deliver on his campaign promise.
This is obviously something he understands is fundamental to fairness, but if people are losing stuff through civil forfeiture when their case has been withdrawn or dismissed, he's not living up to his own vision for how this should work.
Krasner's office would not grant an interview with the DA. It issued a statement saying that the confiscations occurred during a transitional period early in Krasner's term. A spokesperson says it's now taking a, quote, much more careful and individualistic approach to seizing property. Ryan Briggs, WHYY News.